I'm just so blessed to be with you this morning. So if you thought you're going to be sad and you're going to be impacted in a negative way, well, you're in the wrong place this morning, because we're all about Thanksgiving. Amen? Amen. Now, I hope that as we go on this short journey this morning, that we'll learn maybe a couple of things that we can take away, which will just really help us apply it into our lives. Just sharing with you what I feel the Holy Spirit's placed on my heart. But I can't help myself. I think there's a couple here this morning that know more about Thanksgiving than the lot of us. And they're sitting right down there, my dear friends, Richard and Grace. And I am so thankful to see them here, but particularly having them in God's house. Thank you, Lord, for blessing them. So, that's Thanksgiving. That's Thanksgiving. We will hear in due course, no doubt, from Richard and Grace about some of the great, great circumstances they've been through as God has guided them through what's been quite a tough journey. So, even in the prayer meeting, Janice, you went and took my first psalm this morning. Bless you, dear sister, bless you. Let's turn to Psalm 100. It is the sad psalm. Right? No way. No way. At the heading of my Bible, it's actually got Thanksgiving psalm. So we've got to read this together. So get out your device or your iPad or your true hard copy of God's word, and let's read Psalm 100 together. Okay. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good. The Lord is good. And his unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. Amen? Amen. Why, even if we stop there, why would we not be thankful for that? Eh? Why would we not be thankful for that? Let's turn over to Luke. Luke chapter 17. I think this is such a cool story, mainly because Jesus, in his own way, highlights thankfulness was important to Jesus as well. Luke 17 and verse 11. What's this about? The who? What? You need to be louder, because it's about what? The lepers. How many? 10 lepers. Let's see what happened. As Jesus continued on toward Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As he entered a village there, 10 lepers stood at a distance crying out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." He looked at them and said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. Now, do you know what leprosy's like? Yeah, horrible disease. Horrible disease. Many of our medical missionaries deal with leprosy every day. Horrible, horrible condition. You imagine you're standing there 1 minute, diseased with leprosy, are cast out in your community, and then the words of Jesus are spoken and you're cleansed. Imagine. Imagine how you'd feel. Just think about it. You'd be, "Lord, you've absolutely healed me. I'm clean. I'm not a cast out like I have been for many, many years." Huge transformation, huge thankfulness. That's the point of this story. So one of them, he looked at them and said, verse 14, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back. Look at that. What kind of percentage ratio is that? Eh? Oh, good, good. You did maths. Well done. 10%. Now hold on to that. 10%. We'll come back to that in a minute. So remember that, 10%. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus shouting, "Praise God." He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan, so he wasn't one of the beloved members of the community amongst the Jews. Jesus asked, "Did I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And Jesus said to the man, "Stand up and go. Your faith has healed you." Have you ever been in a situation in your life where you've done as the leper did? He fell to the ground in thankfulness. Have you ever done that? Just an absolute gratefulness to God for what he's done in your life. That's the point of this story, okay? Really cool story. The 10 lepers. One leper came back and gave thanks. Wonder, dear church family, is that reflective of the percentage of us that are thankful? Or are we somewhat better than 10%? When I knew I was speaking on Thanksgiving, what I did was I got my phone out when I had a minute. I think it was in the weekend, and I opened it up and I went to my Samsung Notes and I started writing all the things that I was thankful for. So I just started and I wrote away I went. And I got 33 things that I was thankful for. 33. Now, I don't know if that's good or bad, so it doesn't matter. Don't worry about the 33. But I thought a little bit more as I was reading the word and I was immersing myself in the whole aspect of Thanksgiving. I got some more written down and I got to 50. 50 things I was thankful for. And then I thought to myself, in my normal day-to-day life and prayer life, when I leave McGregor Street and head to the Elsco factory, it's about 7-8 minutes. And I can pray as I'm going out the driveway. I say, "Good morning, Lord. Lord, good morning. I know you're invested in my day. Just thank you for being with me." And then I go through all the things. So I start with thanking the Lord for Lynn and pray for her and for Lee and the house next door and community worker team. And I pray for what's going on, whether it's holiday program or it's after school program. I pray for the house next door trust board. I pray for the elders, their wives and families. And then I move from there to the people in our church. So every day I've been praying for Richard and Grace, for Nelson and Phyllis, hosting them. And they need prayer to because they're hosting them. Moving right along. And then pray for Bob Arnold, and then I pray for Alana, and then I pray for Brian and Margaret Ross Murphy, and I keep on going, all right? I keep going for the young couples. I've been praying for Tony and Georgia and Jordan and Asha, and I've been praying for all the other younger couples with children in our church family, and I've been praying for the young adults and our young people, the young men and the young women, and then I go into our international partners, and then I come to the end, and I'm just generally driving up the bridge to the Elsco factory. And right at that point, I start thanking God for breath in my lungs. Love that song. Beating heart, good health, for Lynn, for shelter, for food, for a job, for income, for resources. Thank God for my workmates at Elsco, and thank him that he's working through his spirit in my life. When I sat and thought about the percentage versus supplicating and praying for people versus thankfulness, I wanted it to be 20%. I really wanted it to be 20%, but it was more like 10%. And I shared with Lynn one night, I said to her at dinner, "You know, I'm doing this study and prep on Thanksgiving, And I've gone through and I've assessed all the time I spend in prayer, and you know, that's all good. But when I work out how much I spend thanking God, it works out at about 10%. And in only the way that my beloved Lynn could do it, she just goes, well, start with giving thanks. Actually hadn't thought about that. Giving thanks should be part of our DNA. Should be part of our DNA. And the reason I'm telling you that is because I'm not coming from a base of being some great example to you about Thanksgiving. I'm coming to you from the base of being a son of the living God who's learning what it's like to be filled with the Holy Spirit and serve him to the best of my ability. But I'm not perfect. And I think the 10% is pretty pathetic, to be pretty honest with you. You know, when I go back and look at my life and look at what God's done for me and how he's blessed me, 10% is just, that's honestly, that's unbelievably poor. You know, anything resonating? We're in this together, family, we're in this together. There's no perfection level here. So as we've gone through this, one of the interesting things that I've found out as I've done research on this, you'll love this. Apparently giving thanks or thanksgiving is good for you. Did you know that? Somebody said it this morning, Malcolm, you said it. It's good for you, right? So you're on it. You're on it. Here's the thing. A study conducted at the Institute of Heart Math Research Center in California found that positive emotions like appreciation significantly lowered levels of cortisol. Who would have guessed? Being thankful helps you bond. Research by US psychologist Sarah Algo and Baldwin Way indicates that gratitude also can lead to better relationships. Gratefulness. You're going to love this one. Good for the heart and the waistline. According to research Emon cites in his book, Gratitude Works, people with high blood pressure who actively express thankfulness can achieve up to a 10% reduction in systolic blood pressure and decrease their dietary fat intake by up to 20% by being grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to you. Thank you. Thank you. It ain't working. What a load of, oh my goodness. The mind boggles, you know. I'm definitely going to hold on to that research. That one's going in the file, all right? What is Thanksgiving? Let's get ourselves ahead of this. Let's understand what is Thanksgiving. And I've had this absolutely amazing revelation that if you turn the word around and put giving thanks, that's what it's about. How good is that? I'll just sit down now. That's it, we're done. Thanksgiving, giving thanks, that's what it's about, right? You with me? Making sense? Not difficult, is it? Not difficult. When you search Thanksgiving on the net through a browser, most of the time you get to Thanksgiving Day in the US. Right? Now, you all will be judged for how you feel about the Americans, okay? I know there's not a great amount of love for Americans, but I tell you what, when you search Thanksgiving, that's what comes up. It dominates the browsers, Thanksgiving Day. In a biblical context, it emphasizes bringing thanks and praise to God for all his many blessings given to us. Amen. And bringing the thanks to him that is due to him. That is due to him. According to Strong's definition, so you've got strong for the strong, young for the young, in his definitions, the Hebrew word thanksgiving is tudal, tudal. And it means confession, praise, and offering. When we give thanks in the truest sense of the biblical word, we offer God our praises and acknowledge to him that he is the giver of all good gifts. He is. It emphasizes gratitude and praise to God for his many blessings. Now, did you know this? That the first mention of thanksgiving in the Bible is the peace offering in Leviticus 7, verse 12. If you present your peace offering as an expression of thanksgiving, the usual animal sacrifice must be accompanied by various kinds of bread made without yeast. That's the first mention in the Old Testament of thanksgiving. Gratitude is not just big gestures, but it should be an integral part of our daily communion with God. And it should, shouldn't it? It should, shouldn't it? Excellent. Thanksgiving is important to God. Why? God wants it. It gives him the glory he deserves. Right? It gives him the glory he deserves. Thanksgiving is appreciation and adoration for God. Thanksgiving in the USA is where they commemorate one day of the year where they ask for forgiveness for their sins, where they repent of their disobedience and express their gratitude for all he, God, has given them. Now, I don't know that that would define all American Thanksgiving dinners, but a percentage of it, it would. Thanksgiving became a national day in, firstly, when George Washington brought it in 1789. Then it was, he set a public day of thanksgiving and thanks to thank God for his protection as the source of all that is good. That's pretty darn good. Pretty darn good. Go Washington. Then Lincoln followed up with that in 1863, and during the Civil War, he declared thanksgiving as well. Pretty good. So I think you may well want to cast me out here, but I actually think the Americans have got something with Thanksgiving Day, okay? Oh, it's gone quiet now, isn't it? I think it would do us good as Kiwis to take a day aside and spend time thanking God for all that he has done for us, both in our lives and families, but also as a church family. I think they've got something. What about Sunday as a day of thanksgiving and praise? It is, yeah, good call, Colin. But I think in my heart, what I'm thinking is that the whole concept of Thanksgiving Day does us well to move from our self-absorption as Kiwis about ourselves and all that we do to thanking God for what he has done in our lives, in our families, in our church family, and all that he's given to us. All right? My quirky sense of humour, I thought about Denise Dignam, I thought about Dan Clavell, and I thought about Willie. And my quirky sense of humour thought, if we tried to bring in a Thanksgiving Day at COV, Denise would be focusing on the spiritual side, giving God thanks and recognising all that he's done. Dan would be focusing on it's important to have fellowship time together and food. And Willie would be sitting in the middle because he likes both. It's just my quirky sense of humour. But then the question comes into all of us, how much time do we spend thanking our Heavenly Father for all that he's done for us? For our families, for our health, all that we've been given, the beautiful country that we live in, a world that contains incredible creative wonders. Just, we are honestly blessed. We really are. And as I thought about this Thanksgiving Day, I just thought, we should think about that. We should think about setting aside some time, other than Sunday, Colin. Good call, though. Could be every day, but then it's not so special. But we should think about that. and we should let it sit there, and then the body of God's people will respond to that. The biblical definition of thanksgiving. Let's see what Scripture says. The Gospels introduce, and the Epistles too, develop the concept that gratitude for God's deliverance in Christ characterizes the believer, the Christian. For example, when a sinful woman interrupted a dinner party to anoint Jesus with precious perfume, Jesus told his shocked host that her action sprang from gratitude for forgiveness. Remember that? Luke 7. When Jesus healed 10 lepers, as they walked to the temple, he marveled aloud that only one, a Samaritan, returned to thank him. A general attitude of thanksgiving in both the trials and blessings of life distinguishes the Christian. Paul enjoins his churches to give thanks for all things in all circumstances. This isn't so good. This isn't so fun. Paul enjoins the churches to give thanks for all things in all circumstances. Ephesians 5, 1 Thessalonians 5, even in suffering. And to do everything in the name of Jesus out of a spirit of gratitude. This is a bit different. This is a little bit more sobering, isn't it? And be thankful in all circumstances. What else is thanksgiving? I want to acknowledge here that my mentor and dear friend Howard shared with me that he had done a series on thanksgiving and that their home group had gone through a whole range of verses, and he shared it with me and I had a look through it, and so I've used some. And I also want to acknowledge my dear Lynn, because she was doing her YouVersion quiet time every morning through the last few weeks, and she seemed to have the thanksgiving run, because she kept on sending me all these verses on thanksgiving. They were outstanding. So I've used some of those. So what else is giving thanks? Give thanks in all situations, even when it's not easy. In fact, it may well be intolerably hard. Right? 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong in Christ Jesus. In both the good and the bad, the fun and the difficult, always be thankful. We aren't promised in Scripture an easy and problem-free life, are we? No? No. Ephesians 5:20, give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul's talking here about the living by the power of the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit within us in every aspect of our life. If we choose to ask the Holy Spirit to control us, with the Holy Spirit in us, why wouldn't we be thankful for all that the Comforter and the Advocate does for us? Colossians 2, let your roots go down deep into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught and you will overflow with thankfulness. Have you ever overflowed with thankfulness? Have you ever overflowed with thankfulness? Have you? You have. It feels incredible as the Holy Spirit, by his power, just washes over you in a spirit of thankfulness. If we are growing in Jesus, ensuring that our lives are built on him and his word, we will have strong faith from what we've been taught, and there will be an overflowing of thankfulness to God for what he's doing in our lives. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Each time he said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. We thank God when he gives us the power and the strength to endure difficult times. And they will come. And we've spoken about this before. They are coming to us. Difficult times are coming. Be under no illusion. Hebrews 13:15, therefore let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to his name. We can have thankful hearts towards God even when we do not feel thankful. Ever been there? Oh yeah. Oh, that person is such a pain in my backside. The circumstances of life, there are times when we're not thankful, yes? Absolutely there are. If it hasn't, you're not being honest. We can grieve and still be thankful. Right? Did you get that? We can grieve and still be thankful. When we come to the end of our time on this earth and the Lord is calling us home, Lynn will grieve, but she'll still be thankful I've gone. You took a wee while to get that one. We can hurt and still be thankful. We can be angry at sin and still be thankful toward God. That is what the Bible calls a sacrifice of praise. A sacrifice of praise. Philippians 4:6. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Now listen to this carefully. Listen carefully here, because you need to stay with me. You need to understand and realize the power of this verse, what it's talking about in terms of giving thanks. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Right, now, here we go. Let's deprogram this so we understand it. Don't worry about anything. The process that Paul encourages the church at Philippi with is talk to God, tell him what you need, thank him for all that he has done for you. Then what happens? Some of you are awake. What happens? Peace. A peace that you will never, ever have experienced before. Isn't that transforming? And that peace guards our hearts and minds as we live in Christ again. Let's run it again. Talk to God, tell him what you need, thank him for all that he has done for you, then peace. A peace that you will never, ever have experienced. And that peace guards our hearts and our minds as we live in Christ. One word for that. That is awesome. You guys are obviously not as excited about that as me, but that is awesome. That in giving thanks, I am transformed by a peace that we'll never ever have ever experienced before. I am up for that. I am up for that. Absolutely up for that. What's important about Thanksgiving? Israel gave thanks. They did. In fact, the first Thanksgiving Day didn't take place in America or Canada. Sorry, Paul. Sorry. It took place in the Promised Land in Deuteronomy 26. The people entered the Promised Land. They were to bring the first fruits of the land to God and give thanks to him for all his blessings. From Deuteronomy, we learn that true worship must be directed to the one true God, Jehovah. The repetition of the name Yahweh, the Lord, and the reminder that he and no one else had redeemed Israel were a reminder that he was the one true God. Amen. We who have been blessed of God are to give thanksgiving to him and in turn be a blessing to others less fortunate. We have been blessed to be a blessing. Did we get that? We have been blessed to be a blessing to others. Yes? Question then remains, are we being a blessing to others? Yeah? Are we being a blessing to others? In the same way that the people of Israel brought their first fruit offerings, so should we. Why? Because as Christians from whatever background we are from, we have so much to be thankful for. Everything we are and have and do is because of him and his love, his mercy, his patience and his generosity. With all that God has done for me, why wouldn't I want to bring thanksgiving to him for his absolute generosity? Did we get that? I don't feel we did. With all that God has done for me, why wouldn't I want to bring thanksgiving to him for his absolute generosity to me? Absolutely. Absolutely, we want to be part of that. So if that's the case, why are there so many grumpy Christians? Huh? We are the most blessed of all people with all that God has done. I'm looking at all of us here this morning. I can't imagine the amazing stuff that God has done in your lives. And I've heard little snippets from us. You've heard some in my life. I can't imagine why we wouldn't be thankful to God, and why would you be grumpy about that? I don't get it. I just don't get it. Being grumpy is not what God would regard as being a blessing to others. It's just being an absolute pain and a non-recognition of all that God has done. So I want to take you on a Thanksgiving story. I want to give you a little window. There's some real cool things this morning, and this is one of them, the giving thanks story. So stay with me. I hope you're not bored. Are you bored?
No.
You're not bored.
No.
Are we communicating?
Yeah.
No, don't you try that on me, Sturo. We're on track, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Why would I give thanks? God chooses to keep me alive to serve his goal of spreading the gospel far and wide, wherever I go. Yes?
Amen.
He gives me breath in my lungs and blood in my heart. I'm talking about me. This is my story. Arteries and veins to keep me going to serve him. Yes?
Amen.
He's forgiven all my sin and wrongdoing so that I will be free to get out and speak the gospel wherever I go. Yes? He has given me the ability to let go of all my baggage and issues so that I will be able to forget about myself and serve him with all my strength. Just be careful. Just be careful. I want to have a little bit of baggage. No, eh? No. He's given me the ability to let go of all my baggage and issues. He has sent the Holy Spirit to indwell me, guide me, direct me, speak to me, and show me what he wants me to do, including his will for my life. Yes? He has found me a mate. You, my darling Lynn. Or for some of us, is still helping us to find a mate because we're just plain fussy. He is... I heard that. He is... that was the Holy Spirit, not me. He has provided shelter, food, job, or work of some kind, money and resources for us to live and survive. He has given me his instruction manual and guidebook in the Bible to help me to know how he wants me to live and follow him. Yes? My Heavenly Father knew in his wisdom that I needed focus in my life. He gave me the Great Commission so that I always know what he wants me to do. Why do some of us spend so much time wandering around trying to figure out what we need to do? It's already in here. We know what we need to do. Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, find those who are still lost and need the Lord's encouragement, support, the gospel, or just plain practical help to enable me to build relationships with them and guide them to Jesus. Yes? Yes. I know that as I bring testimony to the name of Jesus and the gospel, that the Holy Spirit will use my witness to take that person one step closer to becoming part of God's family. Yes. Right. When God has determined that he is happy with me and with all that I've done for him, he will call it time and call me to the home in heaven that he has prepared for me. That's the story of giving thanks. And why would I not be thankful for the power of God's Spirit in my life that did all of that? Why wouldn't I be? Hey, are we getting this? Thanksgiving, giving thanks. I would give thanks to my Heavenly Father because with the Holy Spirit within me, and I've described it this way, every molecule that is me is crying out in absolute appreciation and thankfulness for all that God has done for me in every aspect of my life and my work for Him. Every molecule of Willie is giving thanks to Him. Every molecule of you is giving thanks to God for all that He's done in your life. Pretty much without Him, I would be nothing. And His work through Jesus has not only changed my destiny, it has completely changed my life. And even more so, 3-4 years ago, when I really felt God's Spirit really challenge me about how full of the Holy Spirit I needed to be. And that was a work of God, a miraculous work to get through this thick head. But He did it, and I'm so, so grateful. Some words by the Spirit popped into my head as I was thinking about this right at that moment. I'm forever grateful. Remember that song? He is my everything. It's so funny, isn't it? How you go back, your default is to all those songs that you sung when I was a young guy. He is my everything, He is my all. He is my everything, both great and small. He gave Himself for me, made everything new. He is my everything. Now, what about you? Just take a few minutes as you're sitting there thinking about all of this that I'm bringing into you, into your heads and your minds by the Spirit. The Spirit is doing this to us this morning because the Spirit wants us to be challenged about how thankful we are and help us to understand, do we really recognize all that He has done for us? Just take a few minutes. Ask yourself, what would you be without Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit this morning? Just set your mind on a track. You think you decided the family that you were born into. You think you decided which way you went, study or work. You may think you crafted your career. You think you chose the hottest young lady to be your wife. You may think you decided when you started a family. You think you orchestrated those promotions. You think you decided where you were going to live. You thought you made all the decisions in your life. Well, all I'm going to ask you is, did you? My humble opinion is that you owe it all to God. And the work of His Holy Spirit in your life, whether you acknowledge it or not. We owe all we have, every aspect of our life, to Him. Amen. I'm not excited about that. Amen. Amen. So, rather than just keep talking about it, I really felt the Holy Spirit wanted to give me something to bring to you as some suggestions about giving thanks. Giving thanks is genuinely recognizing that God has everything in my life under control, no matter what I think. It's recognizing that every aspect of my life, the Creator of the universe has given me His best possible plan. So how do we give thanks? Okay? You're doing your own thing. You're all comfortable with what you're doing, right? So have the courage. Who's in the 10% category with me? Fibbers. Come on. Who's in the 10% category? Oh, the rest of you are super holy. So here's some suggestions, okay? Here's some suggestions for us to lift our thankfulness. Stop what you're doing and just give thanks, right? Just stop and give thanks. Every time you pray, as I've learned from the wisdom of my dear wife, Lynn, every time you pray, either start or finish with thanks. Take time out to go somewhere special for you and thank God for all that He's done in your life. Drive the car at lunchtime. Go somewhere, quiet place. Put up scripture that emphasizes giving thanks around your office or your home. scripture that focuses on giving thanks to God. Buy a notebook and journal. Have a Thanksgiving party, dinner, or get together to simply give thanks to God for all that he's done in your life, in the life of your friends. Share it together, pray over it, and for goodness sake, please invite me. Make a determined focus that as you go about your daily life, that all the people you come in contact with, you thank them for their help. Show appreciation to them. Once a month, sit down with a cup of tea or coffee and look at giving thanks in your concordance and read the scriptures and bath your spirit in thankfulness. Making sense? Helpful? Not really. I'm just going to go and default to what I do anyway, aren't we? No, we're not. Because the Holy Spirit's challenging us here. These are things that we need to do to change our behavior. What's the definition of insanity? Say it a bit clearer for me. Zing, have you got it? What is it? Bless you, my dear sister. We're not going to just default, are we? Specifically, pray over your own life and ask the Holy Spirit to anoint you with a much more enthusiastic spirit of thankfulness, and ask him to open your eyes to all that is happening before your eyes every day that you have to be thankful for. Dear friends, just be plain more thankful for what God's done in your life and give him the honor and the glory that he deserves. Do you think there are any things that stop us from being thankful? Someone give me one thing that they think stops us from being thankful. Pride? Let's follow. Let's get on a roll. Self-absorption? Victim mentality? Good. Too busy? Anybody too busy? Too busy? Bitterness. There is too much going on both with work and family. Don't have time. Hasn't even crossed my mind. A sense of entitlement. It really just isn't on my radar. Now, listen very carefully to this. This is important. Do you remember this? Listen carefully. And when you recognize where it came from, if you've got the courage, put your hand up and tell me. Keep them busy with non-essentials. Make them work long hours to maintain empty lifestyles. Overstimulate. No, good one. Sorry? Yeah, maybe it's not what I'm after though. Overstimulate their minds with television and computers so that they can't hear God speaking to them. Flood their letterboxes with sweepstakes, promotions, and get rich quick schemes. Keep them chasing material things. Sorry? It is idolatry. Thank you, Jill. Involve them in good causes so they won't have any time for eternal ones. Make them self-sufficient. Keep them so busy working in their own strength that they'll never know the joy of God's power working through them. Do you recognize this? No, Lynn, I'm not coming to you. You're on it. If I knew you better, I would kiss you. Yep. Yeah, but we had it more recently. Terry, I love you forever. When we were talking about the Holy Spirit, not so long ago, I highlighted this bookmark. And three people asked for a copy of the bookmark. These are the barriers to being thankful. There's nothing special or important about this. But the thing is, there are barriers in our lives, dear friends, that are stopping us from being thankful. and the evil one has got the measure of us. Because he makes us busy, too busy to do stuff, too busy to go, stop. I'm just going to take time to be thankful, to give praise and thanks to my Heavenly Father. And the evil one has just got his finger on the pulse, unfortunately, that he stops us and he creates these barriers so we aren't thankful to our Heavenly Father for all that he's done. It hurts. That hurts, eh? It hurts because not one of us is any better than anyone else. I'm right here. I get too busy and I forget. That's why I'm 10%. I can't be more transparent than that. I'm 10%. That's absolutely pathetic in giving thanks to God for all that he's done in my life. That's what he's trying to get across to us, that, you know, he wants the praise that's due to him. Isn't he due it? Isn't he? Do you feel anything as a result of this? Do you feel the Spirit's kind of given a wee nudge this morning? Do you know that a Holy Spirit-filled life is always thankful? And we've talked about the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit before. And I can't say it any more clearer than right now. If we are not truly controlled by the Holy Spirit, we're not going to be thankful. A life that is filled with the Spirit will always be thankful. It's as simple as our Heavenly Father deserves our thanks for all that he's done for us. It's not a complicated formula. He deserves our thanks for all that he's done. And here's a radical thought, family. A radical thought. Try and give thanks differently, just for a change. Can we do that? No. I'm just thinking, let's do giving thanks differently so that we don't go to the default, which is back to the 10%. Yeah? What do you think? Can we do that as a church family? Move ourselves from the 10% up by just doing something differently. To give thanks. Thank you. Thanks, Andy. I love you to bits. This is the Holy Spirit that's challenging us, not me, because I am seriously with you. I'm 10%. I've got a long way to go.